this.
It's time for the Crapper Idiot of the Day.
Yeah, it is. Idiot of the Day. Wes is helping us out today. All right, Wes, here's your first idiot. The job market has gotten so good these days that it's now able to fight crime. Just the job market alone. 32-year-old guy Alberto Lopez worked at a Bank of America branch in Cottonwood, Arizona a few years ago. But when he quit, his bosses suspected he'd stolen $5,000, so they filed a police report. The cops tried to track him down, kept missing appointments, ducking their calls. They put out a warrant for his arrest. He managed to avoid them. Until December, that is, when he was job hunting and applied for a dispatcher job at the police department. The cops were running background checks on their candidates, as anybody does, but particularly at a police department.
Right.
And yeah, they found his warrant. They scheduled a quote unquote interview with him last week. And the interview went very well. They decided to, they're going to hold on to him for, they're going to keep him around. I love it, though. In the press release, his arrest, they also made sure to mention he's, quote, out of the running for the job. Anybody looking for a dispatcher job in Arizona, looks like one is still available. Okay, so that's your first guy. It's all about the job. All right. Yep. All right, so now we go to the, we'll go all the way to, let's go to Russia for this thing. This story has got Russia all over it. Somebody in Russia really wants booze. There's nothing that's going to stand in their way. I don't know of any other place that probably loves their booze more than we do. So,
except for Alaska.
Maybe it's a northern thing, you know? The Swedes, the Finns, they're all good at it. Anyway, a guy in a freezing cold city called Apatiti in northern Russia, I think that's the name of it, he was drunk and he wanted more alcohol early yesterday and the liquor store was closed. So he went to a nearby military training center, stole a tank, slammed it into the store, knocked out a window, went inside and stole one bottle of wine. He used a tank to steal one bottle of wine. The only thing that would have made this story more Russian is if he'd stolen vodka. Because, that's the only thing that could have out-Russianed this story. So there you go, Wes. You got the guy that applied for a job with the cops with a warrant out for his arrest. Or you got the guy that drunk dude stole a tank, crashed into a building just so he could steal one bottle of wine. Who's our idiot today?
Hey, I'm right there with the guy stealing that bottle of wine there.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, so he's the one?
That's the one.
All right, here we go. See, I didn't know if I did when you said you were with him. I wasn't sure if you're going. Yeah, that's what I would do too.
I was not a co-pilot by any means. I may have had that thought.
Yeah. Oh, who has it? Who has it? Man, if I only had a tank right now, I would be so drunk. All right, Wes. Well done, buddy. Call back any day and help us out. Okay, you're one of the regs now, so now you have to by law. Actually, thanks, bro.
Yeah.